Hello, Sunday School. I hope you and your families are all well. As always, if there's anything you'd like to get in touch with me or Mother Juliet about, we can be reached via the contact information on the church website or on the Rainbows WhatsApp group. Yay! 2 weeks to go until the summer holidays. Of course, it will be a bit different to normal summer holidays. And those of you who had holidays or visits to family organised might not be able to do that now. But 6 weeks away from school or home learning will make a change. I'm not sure how it is at your house, but here Dorothy and David have had to make a huge leap in terms of taking responsibility for their own learning over the past few months. Well, don't get me wrong, their teachers are working so hard, making sure that they have work to do and keeping them interested in working, even though they aren't with them in person. But David and Dot have had to put in a lot of effort too. It's not just the lessons they're expected to do, but they've also had to take care of their own workspaces, make sure that they find their lessons online, make sure they submit their work online and on time, and organise their days so that they're working hard but also having breaks. It's a lot to think about and a lot to do, an extra load to carry. Let's face it, being a kid can be pretty tough anyway, but being a kid in lockdown can sometimes feel like an almost impossible load. In today's gospel, Jesus says, "Come to me, all you that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Oh, I love that word, weary. I love it because it describes how we all feel sometimes, especially at the moment. Here are the two definitions of the word weary from an online dictionary. The first is tired in body or mind, and the second is becoming impatient, bored, or unhappy with a particular thing. Well, if I had asked you to tick which of those you felt recently, I bet I'd be seeing two ticks from most of you. So I love the word weary, but obviously, like you, I don't actually like being weary. I don't like it when my body or mind is tired. And I don't like becoming impatient or bored. But it happens to me, just like I'm guessing it happens to you. And that's where Jesus comes in. If you're carrying heavy burdens that are making you weary, Jesus offers to share them with you, not take them from you. He's not saying, "Hey guys, come to me and I'll take away all of your home learning and all of your other responsibilities so you won't have to do anything." He knows that wouldn't be good for you. What he is saying is that if you take time to share your load with him, the load won't feel so heavy. He says that we should take his yoke upon us. And there's a picture of a person carrying a yoke on the website. If you have a look at that, I think you'd agree with me that you'd get pretty weary having to carry something like that around. But Jesus says, by sharing our burdens with him, we can carry them with his yoke, which he says is easy to carry and makes our burdens light. When Jesus opens his arms on the cross, he takes what we can't manage ourselves, just as his arms are ready to embrace us. His shoulders are strong enough to lighten our loads. So, When you're feeling weary, remember to talk to Jesus. In him, we can find rest. Have a lovely, relaxing Sunday, everybody. And may God keep you safe and healthy and happy. Amen.